This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Keith Powell here with you for the next hour. And I hope that you will enjoy being with us and listening to some wonderful music. Music, or rather not music, you can probably hear in other places, but a mixture of stuff. Meaning, we don't have a format as per se. As I said before, one minute we can play classical, the next minute we can play rock and roll, and the next minute we can be playing something completely different that is not connected with what we played before. That's one of the magical things. And of course, you are part of our family, and if you want to program something on the show, I would say, you know, the old saying, like, you could make a request, but I'd rather you program something. You know, it gives you more of an official title. Yes. Anyway, let's begin right away with a French, well, he's not just a singer. He's also a composer, television host, and he did many other things when he was alive. His name was Pascal Sevran, and I first discovered him about, 20, 25 years ago. There was a very popular TV series that he did in France called La Chance ou Chanson that was a show about the French song. You know, everybody knows the French chanson, Edith Piaf, Charles Aznavour, Charles Trenet. And it was a show that focused on that style of music. It was extremely popular. And after the show ended, he did another series that also was focusing on the same thing. People called him the ambassador of the French song because he did more for the French song movement than a lot of other people. Anyway, he passed away a few years ago from cancer. But in 2002, he released a CD called La Vie Continue, Life Continues. And it's made up of a collection of songs by composers such as Charles Aznavour and many others, including songs that he wrote himself, like this one, which kind of became his theme song after he recorded it and wrote it in 2002. It's called Chante Encore. Here's Pascal Sevran on The Happy Station.
Une chanson oubliée qui réveille un souvenir. Il est trop chaud mon café, mais pas trop tôt pour sortir. Cette lumière d'avril qui
fait danser le jardin comme une force tranquille qui veut la peau du chagrin. J'ai retrouvé le sourire de ceux qui ont cru mourir. Je veux l'offrir à jamais aux amis que j'aime. Chante, chante encore mon cœur qui bat pour toi. Personne ne m'a jamais aimé que toi. Pour rester vivant, je t'aime en chantant. Pour l'amour, accroché aux étoiles. On dirait qu'il va neiger, rien n'est plus beau que l'hiver. Comme le sucre glacé sur le cristal de mon verre. Je veux changer de décor, oublier tous les étés, écrire que je t'aime encore et pour l'éternité. Chante, chante encore mon cœur qui va pour toi. Personne ne m'a jamais aimé que toi. Pour rester vivant, je t'aime en chantant. Mon amour, accroché aux étoiles. Chante, chante encore mon cœur qui va pour toi. Personne ne m'a jamais aimé que toi. Pour rester vivant, je t'aime en chantant. Mon amour, accroché aux étoiles. Chante, chante encore mon cœur qui va pour toi. Personne ne m'a jamais aimé que toi. Pour rester vivant, je t'aime en chantant. Mon amour, accroché aux étoiles.
Chante encore, or sing again, by the late television personality, singer-composer, Pascal Sevran. And as a composer, his career goes back to the 1960s. He wrote songs for Dalida, also Brigitte Bardot, and worked with some of the big names in French music at the time, and was very good as a television host. If you go on YouTube and enter it as his name, Pascal, which is P-A-S-C-A-L, Sevran, which is S-E-V-R-A-N, you'll find a lot of videos from his TV show, and I do invite you to go check it out, including the live TV performance of the song that we just heard, Chante Encore, or Sing Again. And this is from a CD that came out in 2002. Now, I don't know how many of you remember a group called the Ladybirds. I'm sure that those of you listening right now in the United Kingdom of a certain age group will remember them. They were on every big British television variety show during the 60s and 70s. They made a number of performances on the Benny Hill Show. They made a number of performances on the Two Ronnies, Morecambe and Wise, the Cliff Richard Show, the Tom Jones Show. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. They also backed up some of the biggest singers of the day. They were the regular vocal group on the popular series Top of the Pops. They didn't really record many songs on their own. Before they were called the Ladybirds, there was another group called the Vernon Girls, which was actually made up of the same members. But as the Ladybirds, they recorded a couple of albums that were not very successful, but they were successful on television. They also worked with musicians like Ronnie Aldrich and did back vocaling for a number of other orchestras. We have one right now that they did with Roland Shaw and his orchestra, and it's the album is called Songs from James Bond, and they sing the vocals on this song. Here are the Ladybirds with Roland Shaw and his orchestra with The Look of Love.
The look of love is in your eyes, a look your smile can't disguise. The look of love,
the Roland Shaw Orchestra featuring the vocals of the Ladybirds. I have an album somewhere in my archives, and it's a country western album that they recorded in 1977 with arrangements and orchestra by Ronnie Aldrich. And the only thing I can say is that it's highly unusual. And by the way, there is something that the Ladybirds were known for. And that was the girl with the glasses. Who am I talking about? Maggie Strutter, who is still alive today. She's in her 70s now. But she always had the very unique style of glasses that for every TV performance, maybe people didn't know her as Maggie Strutter. They just knew her as the girl with the glasses, which, incidentally, is a name of a biography that she wrote a number of years ago, which is an absolutely fascinating read. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. We now move to a request that we had for a bit of Perry Como. Yes, a bit of Perry Como. And they wanted to hear a song with the strangest title ever, Poop-dee-doo. Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters. And Hoop-dee-doo.
Hoop-dee-doo. Hoop-dee-doo. I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-dee-doo. Hoop-dee-doo. This kind of music is like heaven to me. Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo. It's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-doo in it tonight. When there's a trombone player, I get a thrill, I always will. When there's a concertina stretched about a mile, I always smile, 'cause that's my style. When there's a fiddle in the middle, oh, it really is a riddle how he plays a tune so sweet. Plays a tune so sweet that I could die. Lead me to the floor and hear me yell for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy.
I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-dee-doo,
hoop-dee-doo,
hoop-dee-dee,
hoop-dee-dee.
This kind of music is like heaven to me.
Oh, hoop-dee-doo,
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 hoop-dee-doo.
It's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-doo in it tonight.
When there's a trombone playing, gets a thrill,
I get a thrill, I always will.
He always will. When there's a concertina
stretched about a mile, I always smile.
You'll see him smile,
'cause that's my style.
That's style.
When there's a fiddle in the middle, oh, it really is a real high plays a tune so sweet.
Plays a tune so sweet that we could die.
Ah, yes, lead me to the floor and hear me yell for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy. Higher than a kite. We're in clover, we're in bloom. When we're dancing, give us room.
Hoop-dee-doo in it with all of our might.
Rain may fall and snow may come, nothing's gonna stop us from
hoop-dee-doo in it. Hoop-dee-doo in it. Hoop-dee-doo in it tonight.
Oh yes, hoop-dee-doo, a song that has very deep and profound lyric. You kind of wonder what was on the composer's mind when he wrote that one. Actually, a lot of the Perry Como did record a lot of odd little numbers like Papa Loves Mambo, Noodlin' Rag, and Not Yet Meow, the Pussycat song, Not Yet Meow. Yes. Anyway, you're listening to Happy Station here from PCJ Radio, and there was something that we played not long ago that a number of you wanted us to play another track from it again. And it's a James Last album that came out in, what year was it? 2008, 2009. And it's called They Call Me Hansy, James Last. And it's a very not James Last record. And the reason why we're going to play this one, because one of the musicians in it, who is with James Last and his band for many years, had recently just passed away. His name is Derek Watkins, a very famous British trumpeter, who, by the way, played trumpet on every James Bond theme, from Dr. No all the way to Skyfall. He just passed away. So we're going to take a listen to two tracks from it, because it's a very unusual album. First, Till Bronner, Derek Watkins, and James Last with Windmills of Your Mind. And then Tom Jones with James Last and Little Green Apples.
Thank you. Well, I wake up in the morning with my head down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it, says, that's what she says. And I look across at smiling lips and warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, ooh, God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, no Mother Goose, no nursery rhymes. God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about the face of glow to ease my mind.
Tom Jones with James Last and Little Green Apples. And before that, Till Bronner, Derek Watkins with the James Last Orchestra, and Windmills of Your Mind. I would suggest you go and pick up the CD. It's called They Call Me Hansy, and features also some other artists like RZA Zamfir, with Zamfir, that is, and James Last, Herbert Grönemeyer, Pavarotti, Xavier Naidoo, Nina Hagen, and Elvis Presley. Yes, a track that Elvis Presley recorded with James Last many, many years ago, which is the bonus on here. Do go and check it out. It's there's some of you are saying, oh, James Last, you know, about the nonstop dancing stuff. But trust me, this album is different. If you're not a James Last fan already, you might just be after this one. You're listening to your program, Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. If you want to get in touch with us to let us know what you think of the program or have a request like the one we have coming up in a moment, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. Aretha Franklin, who had a career for a number of years now, sort of changed earlier on in her career. When she was starting off, she was signed to Columbia Records, and the management and A&R people, or artists and repertoire, and producers at Columbia didn't know what to do with her. So they had her record a lot of standards. You know, the songs by Gershwin and Cole Porter. And she recorded a few albums, and they're very good, but it wasn't until she left Columbia to go to Atlantic that she became the Queen of Soul. But we're going to take a listen to a track that she recorded for Columbia, and it's a song that's very well known, Accentuate the Positive, Aretha Franklin.
You got to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative, but don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Ah, you got to spread joy up to the maximum and bring gloom down to the minimum and have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk up on the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the well, Noah in the ark, what did they do? Just when everything looks so dark, man, they said we've got to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative and hang on to that affirmative, but don't mess with Mr. In Between. And hang on to that affirmative, but don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, 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 don't mess. Oh, baby, I said don't mess. You better not. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Yes, a very different sound of Aretha Franklin from the album The Electrifying Aretha Franklin, released on Columbia Records in the 1960s. This is one of a few albums that she recorded for Columbia, which are now available on CD. And this album was reviewed by Downbeat magazine. And it said that, here, this is the exact words, Aretha Franklin, the next Billie Holiday. Well, she's taken a very different turn, you can say, after she left Columbia Records. It's a shame, though, because, I mean, even though I love Aretha Franklin, and I love all this, you know, Respect and I Am Woman and all these other hits that she had, her stuff from Columbia is very special. And I'm sure if you go to find record stores anywhere, even on the internet, you can find a lot of those recordings. And I would suggest you go and pick them up at any time because they're fantastic. Celine Dion is next. Drove All Night from the album One Heart.
Oh, us from falling apart. No matter where I go, I hear the beating of our one heart.
From the CD, One Heart, Céline Dion, and I Drove All Night. Now, as you're probably aware, the Vatican has been in the news a lot lately. And I've been trying to dig up the song, but did you know that the first song that Céline Dion had a hit with was actually recorded for Pope John Paul? It was called Une Colombe. And it was recorded for his visit to Montreal and was recorded as a single when she was still a very, very young girl. And she performed it live for the Pope and it became a hit back then. And a lot of people were saying, she'll never amount to anything. She just recorded this thing. She'll just disappear, vanish into thin air, and we'll never hear from her again. Well, everybody that said that has been proven wrong for sure. Let's now move to a little music from Ukraine. Well, it's sort of a mixture, actually. It's a group called, and I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly, Dalem. They're made up of musicians from Moldova, Ukraine, and Canada. Here they are with Cordu.
Thank you.
very nice number from a group called Darem with Cordu, made up of musicians from Moldova, Ukraine, and Canada. You know, if you want to find me, if you're a radio amateur, you want to find me, my call is BV9CA Bravo Victor 9 Charlie Alpha. And the past couple of weeks, I've had a lot of good luck talking to a lot of radio operators in Japan on 10 meters, and also from Ukraine as well. Today, actually, the day that we recorded the show, I talked for about 30 minutes from a guy in Ukraine, both of us using around 50 watts of power and pretty good propagation. Sometimes 10 meters is a little tricky. Sometimes the 10-meter band is absolutely horrendous, but it's been okay lately. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, I was talking to some of the operators in Japan, a number of you, and I have the paper right here, which I can dig up. And I want to dedicate this now to Japan Echo 8 Victor Mike Charlie, to Japan Echo 1 Sierra Delta Oscar Massa, to Japan Kilo 1 Japan X-Ray Bravo, to Japan Papa 7 Alpha Japan X-Ray. Going out to you right now, here is V, and see you.
Oh, たその場所を立ち去れない Baby, baby溶けたい秘密残して君が雲間に消えるように繋いだ手を解けない離れるのが怖くて君は溶けない秘密を抱いて今は何もできぬまま無力な僕は風に立ち尽くすだけ
V from Japan with See You, going out to a couple of friends of mine, some radio amateurs in Japan, all the, what do I call them? The J-men, yes, not the G-men, the J-men, because all Japanese operators begin with the letter J, Juliet, so for all the J-men, that's going out to you today. Before we end off, a couple of things. You know, I just realized this is the last show for the month of... The month of March. Wow. Where did the time fly? Before we go, I want to tell you about something that I mentioned last week. And that is a special broadcast that we're going to have on March 31st. On March 31st, 2013, at 2:27 UTC. The time is 2:27 UTC on March 31st. 2013, we're going to be having a PCJ radiogram test. The frequency is going to be 9955 kilohertz. That's 9955 kilohertz. And the setting will be MFSK32. MFSK32. So if you're around North America, Latin America, even other parts of the world, you may want to try it because sometimes you can't hear voice, but you may be able to pick up just enough signal to decipher the radiogram that we're going to be putting out March 31st at 0227 UTC on 9955 kilohertz. You can find out all the details by going to pcjmedia.com. That's pcjmedia.com. And on the right menu, underneath the Facebook and Stitcher logo, we have something that says Latest News. And if you click on there, Latest News, you'll see all the other information. And of course, you can also find it on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio in Facebook. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And you'll also find the information there. What is the message going to be? Well, I'm not going to tell you, because if I tell you, then you might be a little lazy to try to decode it. Are we going to be doing more of them? Is this just a one-time thing? Well, depending on the response that we have, certain shows, like Media Network Plus, we may make available also as a radiogram, meaning the script of the show will be made available as a radiogram. So you'll have to stay tuned. We'll see what the response is like for this. So go to our website, get the information, and then you can go away. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for this week. This is Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.